Chapter 2. I'm a rose of Sharon, a lily, of the valleys.
You planted my heart in the sweet earth, and it thrust tap roots deep, sprouted and budded and opened. My love is a peach tree heavy with hot fruit.
My love casts a shade over the grass. Lead me to the feast of your wild body.
Wrap me in the prayer shawl of your presence. Let me stay under you. Feed me on your flesh as ripe as apples in autumn. Revive me with your juices.
Beloved, I am dizzy with wanting you. Let your left hand be inside me, and your right hand on my belly. Bring me into holy ecstasy as slow as the turning of the seasons.
I hear you from far away, dancing to me like a deer in the breathing forest.
Hidden in the lattice of the trees, but letting the leaves whisper of your presence. My beloved spoke and said to me, "Rise up, my sunset clouds, my wide open moon, and come with me."
Can you smell the snow melt kissing the underside of the soil? Come with me to inhale
the heart of each opening bud, to drink the singing in the wind,
to wind our fingers into the vines. Rise up, my sunrise mist, my thumbnail moon, and come with me.
My little bird, my phagula, gathering moans like twigs for your hidden nest. Show yourself to me.
Let me hear your voice. Let the foxes and the blossoming vines hear your voice. My beloved is mine, and I am theirs.
And I am theirs. My beloved is mine, like my copy of The Faggots and Their Friends Between Revolutions is mine, like I take them in my hands to open them and find myself plunging
into the touch of every other hand that has held this weight before mine
and will hold it after,
plunging into mystery, into belonging,
into the purple irises fragrant with dew as the sun unfurls, my beloved.
My beloved, you and me, two creatures so alive we could devour the moon. Racing down the mountainside.